I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Cause we fight doctors, one out of a million more each of us. Always had a feeling that I won't deny that work. Never get tired, look in my eyes, I'm on the rocks, guys.
It's the start of Monday, man. What a weekend, I'm telling you. Did you have fun, China?
Oh my God, I had so much fun.
You suck. That's so awesome. I want to talk like that all day.
All you have to do is hit helium balloons and stuff like that.
That was so cool.
Oh my God, the stuff that makes China Dow freaking laugh, man.
It's awesome. That sounded great. I would love to do the whole show like that.
You know what? I couldn't freaking stand hearing you talk like that if I was high.
Why not? It sounded great.
Oh my God, man. I'd shoot myself on that.
Can you imagine all day like that? That'd be great.
So you got kidnapped this weekend. Oh my goodness.
And you didn't even care.
I was sitting there thinking, you know, play Unsolved Mysteries and stuff like that. China Dow will be coming back maybe, you know, 50 years later. And
yeah, what the hell, putting me in a car with a stranger?
Well, you liked her.
Well, she's really nice. I really like her. She's really nice. But, you know, first time you meet somebody, you're all of a sudden in their car. That was weird.
And you guys leave me in the dust, man.
Dude, she drives like a woman out of hell. Dang, she drives like a speed racer.
I was like, where the hell are they? Next thing I know, I'm like, okay, doody doody doo through Milwaukee.
Milwaukee on a Saturday. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. Did that suck?
Oh, my God. Saturday afternoon going through Milwaukee. No,
no, it was actually Saturday night. It was about four or five.
It was 4 o'clock in the evening. But still, my God, that's late afternoon. That's not technically evening.
I don't know if y'all ever been to Milwaukee. I go through there all the time and I hate it. I do. I hate Milwaukee. They drive like morons.
Then you're like, oh, look, this looks like a nice area. I'm like, uh-huh. That's what people say when they first go visit Chicago.
Yeah, she's like, man, this is sketchy out here.
I'm like, this place is so sketchy. You're like, what the hell is sketch? I'm like, sketchy.
I'm telling you, man, I have to get hip on these new words.
Terminology.
It's funny, man. A young kid at work, he's like, what does pound sand mean? I was like, dude, I am old.
Pound sand means get lost.
Yeah.
Duh.
Duh.
Stupid.
But I did, you know, I think that was the best kidnapping experience you've had.
That's the only kidnapping experience I've ever had. It was awkward. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm getting in your car.
Yeah. Old high school friend.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, okay, nice to meet you.
Hi, how you doing? I leave it to Hollywood to make any introductions.
Yeah, nice introduction. Just
hey, how you doing? I'll follow you.
She's going with you. She's here. Take my wife. I'm like, dude, you don't know. You haven't seen her since high school. She could be a serial killer.
Jeffrey Dahmer or something.
She could be. She could have been. She wasn't, but she could have been. You don't know. People change since high school. What's wrong with you? Just let my wife ride with her. It's fine.
So what'd you think about her?
She was fun. I mean, I'm still trying to picture her with...
Yeah. On the night of what was it?
December 16th.
On the night of December 16th,
China Doll disappeared
right off the expressway of 43 and 94 in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee.
Last time seen at a parking lot at
next
a bar.
Travelodge.
At a Travelodge. What happened? The only DNA we found was a urine sample from her husband.
Pissing outside by a fence.
I had a piss.
I'm like, dude, we're not.
I have no shame.
We're next to a Travelodge and there's a bar in there. Why are you peeing by the fence? I'm like, I tell you, somebody's going to get killed in this parking lot. It's all coming back to
you.
It's
all coming back on me, man, with the DNA.
Because they're going to find it right by the fence.
So a lot of people ask, what is a club party like? I think it was fun. Everybody was high on gummies.
Not me. Not me.
No, you were too busy drunk on Fireball.
I was not drunk.
Don't you give
me
that.
Dude, three shots of Fireball does not get me drunk.
Yeah, it does. It makes you act like a fool.
How was I acting like a fool?
It makes you act like a fool.
Yeah, well, you were talking to people and I was dancing on the bar. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't see that. I wish they would have videoed it.
Nobody did. It was great. It was just the girls out there and
the girls were all going wild and stuff.
No, just me.
Just you.
I was trying to liven it up because they're all just duh-duh-duh sitting at the bar. I was trying to liven it up.
What do you mean all duh-duh-duhs?
They're all just sitting there chatting away.
Well, that's what women do, don't they?
Okay, but hey, let's have some fun.
Well, you jam and
jam it out. Let's go.
You and my high school friend were jamming.
We were jamming. A couple of the guys were jamming. It was great.
It was beautiful.
It was great.
It was a birthday party.
Yeah, it was.
Well, birthday, Christmas type of deal.
It was kind of a combo party deal.
You know, I love Wild Willie, man. I'm telling you, man. He was puking by the end of the night, wasn't he? I shouldn't have made him do those shots. It's funny. I'm the one that's sober all the time. I get you drunk.
I know. What the hell?
It's a beautiful thing, ain't it?
It's a fun thing. Well, I had to take the first drink because we were cheering because, you know, your friend, her divorce was finalized.
Yes, her divorce was finalized.
So she said she had to have a toast for that.
Had to have a toast.
And then they played the song Shots. So when they play the song Shots, everybody's supposed to do a shot.
Except Hollywood.
Well, you weren't out there when the song
was on.
Oh,
I was in the back.
You were
yeah.
in the back. And then, you know, this lovely man that was hanging out at that party, let me tell you, he goes, shots for all the ladies. And I'm like, shit.
All the guys are getting the women drunk.
So, yeah, I did
that's the three. Best thing around.
I did three, but I was drinking cherry Pepsi the rest of the time.
And you didn't have grenadine or whatever the hell that is.
Grenadine is just cherry pomegranate flavoring.
What are you trying to sound smart or something?
It's so I have extra cherry flavor.
Then it was funny, you know, we get going home and stuff. I'm over here trying to be all cool, driving and stuff. She talking on the phone. I'm looking at her. You dumbass. I got a freaking rifle in the back.
I was in the passenger seat. I could talk on the phone.
It was unbelievable.
It was your kid.
Yeah, it was my kid. I'm sitting here. You know what? I'm trying to go through Milwaukee. I got a freaking, you know, I get pulled over in one of these liberal cities. My ass is in freaking prison for the rest of my life with what I got back there.
I was talking to your daughter and the grandbabies. It's fine.
You know how these freaking libtards are about assault
fine.
Weapons. It's like, give me a break here. You know, it's funny. We're on the state line.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, it's legal. In Illinois, it's illegal.
Yep.
I want to kick that JB Prickster right in the balls for that.
I'm sure there's a lot of people that do.
I'm telling you. But I have to thank my boy for doing that trade on that.
Yeah,
it was
that
a beautiful
was
thing.
That was a good thing.
You know,
for you.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, I got myself an AK-47, baby. Here, I got an AK in the back of my fucking truck trying to get it home.
Better you than me. I mean, you know.
No, you would have said, hey, point it at him. It's his. I mean, like.
I'd have been like.
You would have ratted me.
No, I would have been like, what is that doing there wrapped up in my Stitch blanket?
Then I come home. My son's like, that don't look like the movies.
He did not. He's like, no, that's not what they look like in the movies.
It's an original Russian AK. And he's like, no. Holy shit.
He's like, let me check that out. Oh my God.
My son knows everything, you know, about the weapons and stuff. He's very careful, professional with them, unlike his fucking mother. But, you know, she'll fall over when a 357 shot.
Yeah, I did, because you didn't tell me there was a kick to it, so I didn't have my stance right.
But that's what, you know, and about Illinois that sucks. They passed that assault weapons ban, and they're going to try to get people to register. Ain't happening. But it's like, what the hell? It's legal in one state, illegal in the next. That's what I hate about Illinois.
That's because Illinois is just what it is. I don't know what to tell you. It's J.B. Pritzker land.
He's a prick.
That's why everybody calls him Prickster instead of
And they're saying, well, he can run for president and Newsom. Get out of here, stupid. Shut up.
Dude, that'd be sad. No. Just say no. It's like a drug.
Yeah, it's just like say no, man.
So, yeah, we had fun. There was food, but I didn't really see too many people eating because, I'm surprised people weren't eating more than they were because of the fact that there was, you know, gummies.
Oh, my God. You know, that's another thing. Here, it's legal to freaking smoke the weed, eat the weed.
Not there.
Not there, man.
No.
They got all. And when you bring dispensary gummies into the deal. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, it's choo-choo pass.
Choo-choo pass out. One of the guys is like, dude, wake the fuck up. Are you dead? They couldn't get him up forever.
No, I even went to say goodbye to him and he was out.
It's like, dude, you ate too many gummies.
Yeah, he was seeping on the couch.
But it was Party Central.
It was a good time.
It was Party Central.
It was a good
nice
time.
Nice small get together and stuff. It's not like one of the big parties that we go to and all that. But I like it. It was nice and small.
It was. Everybody talking.
Like 20, 30 people or something like that.
Yeah, everybody talking and having a good old time.
And China Doll acting like an asshole.
I was not. I was chilling on the couch most of the day or most of the time we were there.
Well, I guess. You were because I went into the back room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was chilling.
And everybody asking, where Hollywood at?
I'm like, oh.
Where'd he disappear with that girl? Mm-hmm. It was like, what the hell, man? What are you up on all my business for?
They're like, where'd Hollywood go? I don't know. It's not my turn to babysit.
Everybody has to babysit Hollywood, man. I'm telling you, that sucks.
Disappeared.
So how's everybody doing? We got members only coming up right there. Later on after the show, I think it's the Madhouse after show with the members.
The Madhouse after show.
So would you recommend a club party?
Hell yeah. The ones in the summer are a heck of a lot larger and have more things.
It's freaking gold out, man.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, the next one that I'm looking forward to that I know we're attending is Midwest Bike Show.
Oh, yeah. Midwest Biker Fest, because, man. That's where, you know, he's going to Captain Overkill is going to be jousting me.
I know. And I'm totally getting that on video.
I'm going to get my ass put on the ground is what's going to happen.
And I'm going to laugh hysterically.
You know, get on a mini bike and we're going to be jousting and stuff.
I'm going to die.
That's going to be like the highlight of the whole party is Hollywood getting knocked off a bike.
Well, if you're going to bring your bike, we can attempt the weenie roast or the weenie bite.
With all the equipment I have, I'm just going to have Marco do it. I'm going to say, Marco, bring your shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That way I can chill and, you know, do us.
I wanted to do the weenie bite last year, but...
I think I should put my CBO in the contest. What do you think?
For what?
For the bike show.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Oh, whatever.
That thunder, that thing with the thunder header, it thunders, man.
Did you see the bikes this last one we went to? You wouldn't win nothing.
Probably not, but at least it'd be there.
at least it'd be, get a participation trophy.
You'd get a participation trophy. What are you talking about?
They don't give those there. Rude.
Maybe. When is the Midwest Biker Fest anyway?
July.
July what? Do you know? Of course you don't know. You should have had this ready for me.
I do know. I put it in my calendar the other day.
What is it? What is it? So we need to tell everybody. I got to start promoting for it.
You're going to start this early.
Yeah, you got to start this early. You got to get the word out.
It is Saturday, July 13th.
Saturday, July 13th is the Midwest Chopper Fest, man.
It's all over. If you look up Midwest, Midwest Bike Show or
Midwest? No, Midwest Bike. Chopper Fest, dummy.
If you look up Midwest Chopper Fest on Facebook, you'll find out where it's located at.
Let's see here. I would love to see certain people at club parties, especially to see if they would have the same attitude and be all tough like they try acting like on the internet and stuff like that. Dude, they get their ass kicked. Why are you being so mean? You know that. They'll get their ass kicked.
Steve Easy, don't blow out a hip, Hollywood.
I'm telling you, man, I probably will. He's going to freaking put me on my ass.
And I'm going to get it all on video.
It's going to be a Hollywood blooper reel and shit.
And then that Monday, we can show it on the show. Hollywood getting knocked off a mini bike and China doll peeing on the ground laughing, rolling around. Be great. And don't even ask me to do the wet t-shirt contest because you got to have tatas.
You
got
to have titties to do that.
Yeah.
You don't got many of
that'd
them.
That'd be many. I would hope I don't have many. You're only supposed to have two boobs. What the hell's wrong with you, weirdo? You got it.
There are some women that have three.
What?
I've seen it.
Ew.
It's like them circus freaks and stuff.
You have not. You're so full of crap.
No, I can tell you. No, I seen it.
You're a liar.
There's women with three.
You're a liar. Don't lie.
Okay, you're going to have to look it up. You're going to have to look it up. I'm telling you. There is. Woman with three boobs.
No, thanks. I'm not looking it up. You look it up.
So anyway, the night starts out like that. China Dow getting kidnapped. You were all laughing and giggly by the time I got there. You guys were probably talking crap about me. So, you know, that's what women do about me. They always talk crap.
No.
Oh, there's Hollywood. He's a schmuck.
We weren't sure that you were going to be there right behind us or not. But it was really funny because you literally pulled in like right behind us because we're like, how far back is he? I'm like, I don't know. We flew out of that parking lot so fast.
Yeah, then I got all these damn cars back. It's like, dude, I wanted to play Frogger. That's how bad it was. Milwaukee, you suck. Okay, I just have to put it that way.
I don't like anything that has rush hour, and we don't have that out here, so it was like really weird.
No, man, out in Cowtown, it's not like living back home.
We don't have rush hour, so we're like, wow.
So what do you think about her? You know, this is somebody from Hollywood's past.
Yeah.
You said she was cute.
She's cute. I had a different vision of what she looked like before we met, but
why?
Well, because I guess originally she had long hair and she chopped it all off.
Yeah, she has a China doll haircut.
No, she does not.
Well, you got to show her how.
She doesn't have a China doll haircut. It's not short enough.
Well, true.
She's got a pixie.
What's that mean?
A female short haircut. It's called a pixie.
Oh, okay. I don't know that stuff. What do you think? I'm a freaking guy with, experience.
I don't know. With all these years of me being a hairdresser, you figure you'd catch on to some of the terminology eventually.
I don't know, man. You know what? There was that movie last night, and there's that gay dude in there. I was like, he's a funny guy, man. He is. He was a funny guy.
You don't even know his name.
I don't. You know, and before the party, we went to Beaver Ruin stuff.
That was disgusting.
It was disgusting, but he kind of had a feminine voice. I didn't know. I didn't want to get in trouble for misgendering.
Yeah, you were about to say, thanks, bud.
Yeah, that's what I do with everybody.
I'm like, shh. You're like, I better not say bud.
Yeah, I get in trouble all the time, though. No, it's confusing out there. I need a freaking handbook just to get by now.
Can't tell me that food was not gross. That food was gross.
Why, it was. You know, you order a hamburger, it's like, where's the beef?
Where's the burger inside?
Yeah, it's where the beef?
It looked more like a buns with condiments.
I don't know, man. So what's a party so like? You got to go there, have a good time, and don't be a jackass.
Beef is so cheap, they don't order regular size fries, man. They give you them.
It's like the stringy. It's like McDonald's fries. I hate McDonald's fries.
McDonald's fries are bigger than those fries.
Yeah,
man.
But you know what? Yeah, I guess you got to go to Wendy's or something to get the good stuff.
Ew. Wendy's ain't that great no more.
I don't know. Let's see here. China Doll is trying so hard to steer the conversation away from the alphabet people.
Yeah.
And Road Rage just said, it's snowing like hell, and I just saw a guy on a lawnmower hauling ass down the sidewalk, chugging a bottle of whiskey with three state troopers behind him.
It's going to be an interesting day.
Oh, my God. That'd be funny. I remember that one time I drove up to your work on the lawnmower, and you're like, what the hell are you doing?
You're not the only one that does it. Half the neighborhood does it.
Well, that's a good thing.
They literally, instead of going up there and bringing gas cans, they just drive their lawnmowers up there.
So did you think the friend was hot?
She was cute.
I always have to refer to China Doll on that kind of stuff.
She's cute. Hot? No. Cute. She's cute.
Cute.
She cute. She cute. Cute. It's a funny word. Cute.
At Steve E, I live in a fairly small city, about 200,000. My God. 200,000 people? Screw that.
That's a lot of peeps. No thanks.
We live in town of like, what, 5,000 to 6,000, something like that?
Yeah. That's about it.
200,000? No, screw you. I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
No.
So I'm already missing riding season.
I know. We were outside getting, what was it, your flannel out of the bike?
Yeah.
On Saturday, and I was like,
You're sitting there, see Big Red and stuff.
I'm staring at the bike like, I miss you. It'll be soon. It'll be soon.
And guess what, man? Everybody's freaking riding down south still, out west. I hate them people.
Like Mikey?
I hate him.
You hate Mikey right now because he can ride?
They sitting there and they're bitching about it being 60 degrees out. It's like, damn, man, that's shirtless riding weather for us.
Uh-huh. Because today here, it's 28.
It's 28 degrees.
It's 28 degrees. There is snow on my car.
I got to punch you in the mouth for this.
Why?
Because I'm here.
Oh.
I can't ride my bike. I can't have my guns here.
Aww.
It's bullshit.
Oh. Bye, Felicia. Where are you going?
I don't know, man. I hear Arizona's good this year. Only thing about Arizona, man, that it's hot out there.
That's a nasty hot.
Yeah, that's a nasty hot. You get off the plane and that's
and you can't breathe.
You can't breathe whatsoever out there, man.
So
the roads are freaking brown. It's like, dude, that means it's hot, dummy.
You probably fry an egg on the street.
And then you got people with Las Vegas and stuff. It's like, dude, that's really hot, okay? No wonder you go out at nighttime in Las Vegas. It's too damn hot during the day.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly why.
That's craziness.
Nobody wants to be out in that.
But right about now, and I'd love to do it because, you know, at least they're riding. Not me.
Not you.
My bikes are sitting out there shivering right now.
I know. You know, I'm actually surprised because, like, not last year, but the year before, you actually covered your bike with a blanket.
Oh, I was here. It's time to hibernate.
You're like, here you go. Keep you warm. I'm like, you're a dork. You didn't do it last year, though. And they are not covered this year.
Yeah, they're not covered this year.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know, man. I'm getting lazy.
I know. I'm going to go get Banky and cover Big Red. I don't care about the other one. Big Red needs.
Why don't you like the other one? Is it too fast, too big?
What? No, I love the fact that it goes fast. That's actually fun, but your seat is just god awful.
It's not made for comfort.
I don't care.
You.
And then it's like the no, the seat's terrible. You can't tell me you like that seat because you even said it wasn't the greatest.
It wasn't the greatest. I got to get a Mustang or something.
You got to get something. Somebody told me about a seat called a hammock. What is that? Do you know?
I don't know. What do you think? You know what? I can't even worry about misgendering people. I got to worry about names of seats now.
I don't know. Somebody told me we should look into one and it's called a hammock. I don't know what that is. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
You tell me a hammock. I put it between two trees and lay down.
Well, we don't have two trees to put one
I know.
In
that's the ultimate bullshit, man.
We would actually have to buy two posts and put them in and then put it up. It's not working that good.
It ain't.
No.
It ain't. It ain't working. But let's see here. Now, the next city is Moose Jaw. They got me confused in the chat room, but it ain't really hard to get me confused. Motoring the Galaxy, the gel seats are pretty cool. You know what? I've heard of people taking their seats to an upholsterer and stuff, and they get the gel put in there. And I think I got that on Big Red, but at the same time, my butt still hurts.
I like the comfort of Big Red.
Well, yeah, because you got a, you know, you got a freaking seat back there that's like a throne.
I know. That's why I like it.
But it ain't comfortable for me, even with a damn backrest.
Aww. What do you need a backrest for?
You're an idiot. I'm like 50 years old now. I'm old.
Yeah, well, I guess you kind of would need a backrest. But then when you put the backrest on, I feel like I'm sitting in a little kid's car seat.
I don't know. I'm like one of them guys that want to put a bunch of gel on the seat. I don't know.
Like what, really thick? Like
yeah, bed, really
like
thick.
A bed foam cushion or something.
I was just talking to a buddy who says, yeah, we gave too much gummies out. Everybody, I'm telling you what, the one guy, man, oh my goodness gracious, you couldn't, dude, I'd be over there. I should have drew a dick on his face. I should have.
Going right into his mouth.
I should have drew a dick and then I should have cut his eyebrows off or something.
I had a pen in my pocket. We
dude, it would have been so funny.
We totally could have done something.
You know, these young bucks, they can't party like we did.
No.
They like pass out big time.
They got to slow their roll on them gummies, though.
But you got to, you know, I'm calling them twinkle toes from now on. Dude can dance. I was like, damn.
I was
like Fred Astaire over here, man.
That's kind of shocking, wasn't it?
It was. It's like Fred Astaire. Like, what's going on here?
Were you jealous?
I was jelly, man.
Because you can't do that.
I can't do that. You know, I can do some country stuff, but damn, man.
Yeah, you can two-step real well.
Yeah, that's easy. You know, that's why they came up with it, right?
Because it's a two-count thing. And
yeah, the Southerners
some
can do some bad stuff.
Some people can't get higher than that when they count.
Right.
It happens.
It does.
It makes it so much easier. One, two, one, two, one, two.
Yeah,
can't
that,
count
twinkle,
higher than that
twinkle toes, Mike, just like Fred Flintstone when he tries to bowl.
God, really?
Yeah.
I wonder the Fred Flintstone TV show now.
I guess.
Stop it.
I guess.
Stop.
What's going on in the news?
Listening to our music in the shower could be dangerous. Have you ever tried to twerk in the shower?
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
What we got going on in the news besides, you know, you got to be paranoid out of here to get a legal gun. You know, you practice your Second Amendment and, you know, they get all crazy on you.
So a North Carolina mom used a popular but controversial tracking app to catch her son having sex with his high school teacher in her car.
You know what? How freaking, you know what? That stinks, man. You know what? Parent, keep your nose out of your kid's business. We're all over here, us men saying, you know what? Where were the women like that when we were in high school? My God, are they different nowadays?
So an unidentified parent had installed Life 360 on her son's device and grew suspicious after she was alerted to his absence from
rugby practice. Okay, what is rugby anyway?
Football.
It's not football. It's where you run around with that stick.
Rugby. Football. I don't know.
Oh, is this like in a different freaking country or something?
Yeah. England.
Well, what's wrong? Ain't it like what's the age limit over there?
For what?
For I know it's 16 in Canada.
Oh, I don't know. How would I know the age limit?
I don't know. You should know this stuff before you go on air.
But this happened in North Carolina, so what does it matter?
I just thought rugby. It was England.
No, it's North Carolina.
Okay, so is that rugby is with the stick?
I don't.
They throw a ball.
Yeah,
it's like, what are you doing? It's like, ain't rugby like a variation of what the Indians used to do? Throw the, you know, do the ball and the stick. I don't know.
The hell, shut up!
Come on, you know this is America. Baseball, hockey,
play some cricket.
Cricket. Remember that deal when you know you had those little fences and you had to hit the ball. through?
No.
You're dumb.
You're dumb. So.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's lacrosse.
Lacrosse is the stick thing.
Oh, okay.
Rugby is football.
Okay.
In England.
Well, in England, but this was in North Carolina. So what is it doing here?
They play it. A lot of high schools play that sport now.
You need to go back to baseball and hockey.
So instead, the app showed, since he wasn't at rugby practice, it showed that he was idling near a local park. So his mom got into her other vehicle and drove there and found him with his 26-year-old high school teacher.
Now, how old was he?
He was in high school, under 17.
Okay.
Under 17. Mm-hmm. After taking several pictures of the educator's vehicle and the license plate, the shocked mother called the police to the scene. And they took the teacher into custody.
That sucks.
Aww.
Poor guy.
Now how popular is he going to be?
Dude, I don't know. He's going to be made fun of. She made it worse.
I mean, at least, you know, his friends could have especially given him high fives, but now
especially if she was doing some of his friends, they're going to be pissed now.
So the educator was hit with 5 counts of felony sexual activity with a student by a teacher.
Sad state of affairs, man.
She going down.
What else we got?
She going to jail. She done. She over. Hopefully she doesn't come back pregnant.
Oh, that would stink for him. You imagine that, have to pay child support?
God, could you though? Be terrible. Don't.
Oh my God, really?
When did you add that button?
I don't know. I just found it.
No, it was because it was on and I started talking and we just stared at each other.
Like, what the hell is wrong with you? Did you like helium balloon something?
So guess what happened in Tampa, Florida?
I don't know.
So a woman on TikTok, shocked and revulsed by her ex-boyfriend, she decided to break up with him the minute she found out he does not use toilet paper.
Was he use the 3 seashells?
No.
What's he use?
He doesn't.
Nasty! He smells like garbage.
He doesn't use anything. So that was a sign. She said she went to his house one day. She went into the bathroom and realized he didn't have any toilet paper. But lucky for her, she had tissues in her purse. And she said they went to the Target and he got highly offended when she grabbed a package of toilet paper to bring to his house because
what
he
up,
said
Ace?
He does not use toilet paper.
Then what's he wipe his butt with?
Baby wipes.
I'm confused.
He prefers using baby wipes on his boho than toilet paper.
I you know what?
So
I,
she
I'm
said,
just not used to these new things.
She
no
said,
more.
We're done. She dumped him all because he refuses to use toilet paper, let alone purchase toilet paper, because he's all about the baby wipes.
I guess he has a sensitive rear end.
I mean, Charmin is pretty soft. I'm just saying.
It's like, dude, ain't that Charmin the one with the bear?
Yeah. It was also the
and
old.
And they go and say, older. Well, it's 3-ply. Okay, what are you talking 3-ply? This thing's thin as hell. It breaks up when you wipe your butt.
No, it doesn't, Charmin. No, it doesn't. What's wrong with you? I also used to be where Mr. Whipple sold the Charmin, because remember he used to say, please don't squeeze the Charmin, Mr. Whipple?
Only you would remember something like that.
It was a commercial.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't
God,
know.
God, you're such a dip.
You're so nasty to me this morning. What the hell?
I'm not nasty. So guess what happened in California?
Well, nothing surprises me in California.
Christmas came a little early for some families in Salinas this year. On Saturday, the rumble of motorcycle engines was a welcome sound as the One Brotherhood of Monterey County Club held their 10th Adopt a Family Jam.
You know what? Bikers right now are freaking really putting it forward, man. They're really paying it forward with all the runs that they're doing. Big supporters of Toys for Tots. So are the clubs. They're out there helping these kids. They're helping the community. It's beautiful, this thing to see. It really is a beautiful thing.
Well, the bikers rolled up to homes and apartments to deliver gifts to families in need. Mark Lucata, the co-founder of the One Brotherhood Motorcycle Club, said that the brothers look forward to helping families have a Merry Christmas.
As long as they don't ruin the article by the guys, or, you know, that's what I always hate about people that get interviewed. Well, you know, this we're just trying to prove that not all bikers are bad. You know what? You're feeding into their narrative, you jackasses.
The group has sent names of local families that need help by buying holiday gifts. The brothers then choose who they can bring some extra cheer to. And then they are.
What do you think about that, by the way?
I think it's awesome.
No, I'm talking about how they go on to media print and say, well, we're just trying to prove not all bikers are bad. I think that's a slap in the face to everybody.
What do you mean?
I think it's a slap in the face that they have to, you know, do the media narrative.
Oh, that they got to prove themselves?
Yeah, you don't have to prove nothing. You're out there raising money. You're out there helping your community.
I mean, the media is never going to change who they are or how they do the news because, you know, if you don't follow their narrative, they're not going to cover it anyways, especially if it's something that's good.
I just think it feeds into it because, you know, well, you know, there is a schism, I guess, in the scene where you got the, you know, these prisses, if you will, that are always angry at 1%ers, at 99%ers, whatever you call it. They're always, well, we're not like them. Shut up, stupid. You just want to be like them.
Just jealous because you aren't them.
But it ruins the whole narrative for me. It does. It ruins everything. It ain't cool.
It's sad.
You're out there. You're helping your community. You're doing what you need to do. Don't explain yourself is what I say.
No, there's no reason for you to have to explain yourself. That county or that town that you live in, they know what you did, and that's all that matters.
You're damn right. And if you get a little press with it, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't, no big deal.
No, you know, the people who you were helping is the ones that care. Mm-hmm. That's all that should matter, if you ask me.
Yeah. Well, and it's not only that, and when they do this in California, this club, when they do this, they not only give to the kids, but they also do give a little something extra for the adults. Like the adults will get like a gift card or, you know, pajamas or both, or, you know, they don't leave the parents out. So it's about the family as a whole, not just the kids.
Mm. And, you know, these kids wouldn't get any of the help if it wasn't for bikers.
I agree. That a lot of them don't. He's like, they said they give gift cards to Target, Safeway, which is I believe that's a grocery store.
Yeah, all we got out here is like Menards. No, not Menards. Myers, Wally World,
and Target.
And Target. I miss a good old Jewel though.
Yeah, we got to go in more towards Chicago for that.
Ace says the bikers from Holiday Tree, an inmate Christmas program offered by the jail I was in, showed up to my kid's house on bikes and leathers and dropped off two nice gifts apiece. There you go. Rock and roll right there. Rock on right there.
Yeah, I remember when I was younger, our church would actually have a tree. It was called the Giving Tree.
Mm.
And the one Sunday, everybody would come out of church and you'd see everybody head straight to the Giving Tree and they'd grab names off the tree. And then by the next Sunday, everybody was coming in with gifts with those tags taped to them and put them all under the tree.
Mm.
So the church was able to get them out to the correct families.
Well, that's awesome right there.
And it's like, you know,
it's hard out there with this economy right now.
It is. And, you know, there's always going to be a family that needs something. And, you know, I wish people would do it more than, you know.
And that's just not like guys on the Harleys or the cruiser bikes, sports bikes are out there doing it the same way. You know, that's what I love about it, man. Always out there helping. Exactly. And that's a beautiful thing.
Exactly.
But of course, everything the media touches
goes to crap. But that article was actually a very good article, I'm going to have to say.
It was. You know, that's the kind of stuff I like hearing about.
So, you know how around here they do those gold coins?
Yeah, the gold coins.
In the bucket.
It's anonymous.
Mm-hmm. Well, guess what happened in Massachusetts?
What?
Over the weekend, while counting the money donated through the red kettles across multiple Massachusetts locations, a member of the Salvation Army found a valuable surprise inside one of
the... It's awesome here in Chicago when you hear these ones.
Inside a kettle that was used to collect donations outside the Market Basket in Waltham, I don't know. She found a wedding band and engagement ring with a note. This ring is being given in love for a second time, the anonymous donor wrote. Like the first time, I hope that this ring will bring joy and make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So they took the ring and had it estimated valued at $1,500.
Wow.
And that value will be put directly toward helping families and others in need.
They got to find a pawn shop first.
In that town this holiday season.
Yeah, but they got to find a pawn shop.
Well, that's where they probably had it estimated at.
Oh, true. True enough. But that's a good thing right there.
So instead of finding a gold coin like we find around this area, they found a wedding ring and engagement band.
Well, I'm telling you what, even though I pick on Harley Davidson dealers, they're out there doing a lot too right now. They are. They're holding all kinds of events. I guess it's the rubber's way of doing things.
It's their way of giving back.
It's their way of giving back. That's a good thing, though.
It is a good thing.
Do you notice it don't even feel like Christmas right now?
It absolutely does not.
Have you noticed it?
Yeah, I've noticed it. It doesn't feel like Christmas at all. I mean, come on. It's already the 18th. You know, Christmas is next week. It doesn't.
You notice how when you get older, it goes quicker?
Yeah. Usually takes a lot longer.
And we watched our first Christmas movie yesterday.
Well, we've watched a couple. We just never finished.
We never finish them. See, I'm famous for that. Okay, let's get into the movie. Okay, I'm tired of it. Bye bye.
You're like, okay, now it's boring.
I think that's because I don't watch that much TV.
No, you don't. You watch just mainly Star Wars.
Yeah, mainly Star Wars. That's all I want to watch.
I'm like, are you putting on Star Wars right now? Yes.
Yeah, I'm on season one, I think, of the Clone Wars.
I'm like, dude, it's Christmas time. Can we watch a Christmas movie? So you put one on, and it was good.
It was a good one. See, when I pick movies, I pick movies.
Not always. Sometimes you got some flubbers.
What do you mean, some flubbers?
Sometimes you
the
pick
hell's
some
a flubber.
Flubber?
Really?
Crappy movies.
Unbelievable.
The personalities on this radio show are going to take a quick break. They're going to get a cup of coffee, call mommy and ask for gas money, and they'll be right back.
You're listening to Motorcycle Madhouse Radio, WMMR DB Rockford.
I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Where do you want to ride this coming riding season?
Where do I want to ride? There's a lot of places I want to go to.
Where?
Like, in the state?
That don't matter.
Okay, well, I like going.
Are you guys all planning your rides right now?
I like to go down to Oregon.
Yeah, we do that all the time.
And see the big Indian statue. I also like to go out to Galena.
It's decent out there. You know what? The reason why I don't like going out to Galena is because there's no parking.
There's never parking.
It stinks.
I know. But I still like going there because they have that old-fashioned ice cream parlor.
Yeah.
With the soda jerks.
The soda jerks.
That's what they used to call them when years back. Soda jerks.
I don't know. What? You know, then you got, what is it, Poopies or whatever. I hate that place.
That place.
It stinks. Why are you going there?
The food's not even that good.
That's what I'm talking about. The food stinks.
It's bad. I'm not a fan, but I guess people, that's what they like. And you can go buy a $200 t-shirt before you leave.
That's always funny, man. They charge $200. They're just like Harley shop. They're taking a page out of the Harley.
They are, because like literally the Poopies hoodies cost as much as getting a Harley hoodie. Like, not even kidding you. Like, anywhere from $75 to $100.
You got that right.
For a hoodie. I think we spent $40-$45 to get our son a t-shirt from there a couple years ago.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, there's money I'm never getting back.
But so
he wears the hoodie. He likes it.
See, this is a tradition in the North, man. You got to plan your rides for next year. That way you can get over cabin fever.
Yeah.
It does suck going out when you got a bike in the North.
We got the Midwest Chopper Fest. We got, Tomahawk again.
Yeah.
I don't know. Other than that, I don't know. What's up?
I like to go ride out in the mountains or something. Just get away.
So,
I don't know. I got to plan something like that.
Why don't we go to Sturgis the week before Sturgis?
How about no?
How about fine? I was always told the week before.
I don't care.
Time.
You're still providing them corporate jerks freaking money. No, I am never going to Sturgis.
Not there.
I'm not going. Never, never, never. I don't like going to the big rallies. I like the
but
the
it's
small,
the week before, so
ones.
Technically it's not a big rally.
No, they start like 2 weeks before the damn actual rally, man. You're gonna run into a bunch of rubs, and
so here it is. China Doll will never see Sturgis.
Never gonna see it.
See,
never
no,
gonna
it's
see.
Not
it.
Gonna happen.
Never ever.
Okay, whatever. Rude.
Why is it rude?
Why? Well, you're the one that used to go to like bike week in Florida. I've never gone there neither.
Damn.
What the hell?
Let's see here. Gobbles. Sturgis is full of a bunch of people who can't ride and drinking. Yeah.
Yeah. Great combo.
That's another thing about the big rallies I can't stand. You got a bunch of idiots out there that don't know what the hell they're doing.
Tortilla Flats is a nice place to ride, Hollywood.
I got to look that one up.
I'm like,
but I think that's one of the biggest reasons I don't like going to the big rallies is because you're going to, these people can't ride out there. You can't.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that it's like.
Come on. What do you mean you heard that? Last time I was in Daytona, an idiot crossed the center line and got smacked head on. Screw that. Not me. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, But I would like to try the desert. You know, those old desert roads that you see in the movies and stuff that just miles upon miles.
What about Tale of the Dragon?
Yeah, we got to try that one. We got to try that one.
And then I've always had the thing that, maybe someday we'll do Route 66.
I don't know if that's overplayed or not, though.
I mean, it might be, but so.
I don't know.
So?
I think it's overplayed.
So? Want to do it?
Why aren't you freaking snippy this morning?
I want to do it.
It like takes 2 weeks. If you're going to do it, you got to take 2 weeks to do it.
That's all right. I could just hold up my vacation.
And why the hell would I want to go to communist California when I'm already in communist Illinois?
I don't know. One communist state to the other. We just go over there and say, hi, Mikey. We're going home now. Bye. Hi.
I heard Montana is a good ride spot.
There's nothing in Montana. What the hell?
That's why it's good riding.
What's there?
You see a bunch of cows, horses.
We could see that going to like 3 blocks away. driving 3 blocks away, we could see cows and corn and horses. Why we gotta go all the way in Montana for that?
I don't know. I heard you just don't want to be there during a nuclear war. Bunch of silos and nasty business. Nasty business.
Mikey, come hang out and barbecue with me.
We're going to be going around the Great Lakes, though, I think. Or no, Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Ride Lake Michigan. That'd be cool.
We are.
Have you ever been to that Mackinac Island or whatever?
I have. There's no bikes allowed, no cars, no vehicles.
So I can't even ride my bike?
Well, I mean, that's when I was a kid. I don't know how it is now, but.
Screw them. I don't want to go there no
I
more.
I think you can only ride bicycles.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
And walk.
That ain't going to happen. No, thank
they
you.
They don't allow vehicles on Mackinac Island.
Old Trail, Santa Fe Trail, Oregon Trail, and Old Mexico Trail. I don't know. I don't want to go to Mexico. They don't like us Americans.
See, Steve even says it's awesome. It's all horses still. Said Dirty Knobs, it's still the same. Mackinac Island. Yeah, you cannot bring any vehicle, motorized vehicle, to Mackinac Island.
Well, they can keep their island.
I remember going on the boat to go over there. Going on the boat to go over there with my family when I was a kid, and we went there and we had to walk everywhere. But it's a beautiful.
So, which state would you want to ride in? What state?
What state?
Yeah, what state would you want to ride in?
I want to go from here to Massachusetts.
You want to ride east? Are you stupid?
Yeah.
It's congested out there.
I want to go to Salem.
Okay, we know that, but what state do you want to ride in?
Virginia.
You know what? Why do I got freaking a woman like this? Why? Why do I got a woman like this?
Colorado.
Now you're just making states up.
Now I'm just picking them out my ass. Texas.
Texas? Screw Texas, man. I got enough problems than one of them pulling me over down there.
Wyoming.
Wyoming might be a good one, though.
I don't know nothing that's there, but
Yellowstone and all that.
Well, then we could go see Yellowstone. We can go watch the people be stupid around the bison.
The bison and knock them off.
Oh, my God. So many people getting in trouble messing with those things.
Yeah, Born Free chopper show. I've heard of that one. I have. Steve works in Salem when he goes up north, and I don't get the hype.
I saw the witch trial thing.
Stupid. Stupid. You're 50 years old. Get over it.
So what? I want to check it out.
They died like 500 years ago or something.
It's fine. I want to check it out.
They're not even bones anymore. They're dust.
I don't care.
Unbelievable.
I don't care.
Ask somebody where they want to ride and they tell me Massachusetts.
Why not?
How stupid.
I'm not stupid.
It makes me wonder sometimes.
You're not nice.
I guess I'm not nice.
You're not nice. Make me talk like that again. I'm going to call you names.
Unbelievable.
I mean, where do you want to ride?
Well, I'd like to do Wyoming.
Oh, yeah, because I brought it up.
No.
Yeah.
I'd like to do Wyoming. Yeah, no. I'd like to do maybe New Mexico or Arizona, where it's sparsely populated, where it'd be fun. I don't want to go to places that's overrun with people. I can't stand them as it is.
So we're going to make it worse for you, huh?
Yeah, you'll make it worse me having to go there. Maybe Maine. I heard Maine is really pretty to ride in.
See, even Grumpy Rich says that there's beautiful roads in Massachusetts and Connecticut.
I don't know. Well, I don't know. We'll have to see. We're going to go to members only here, the after show. And everybody else, if you want to join the members only, go ahead on YouTube and Spotify, baby. But we're going to head over there about 9:10. We'll be right back with you, members only. Appreciate all the support that you always give us. You rock.
And that's it for a Motorcycle Madhouse Morning Mayhem. Don't forget to visit us on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and all major podcast platforms for all.